Tio, for me.
Yeah, can I call you Tio?
I mean, if you insist, but sure. Yeah, we can see how it goes. Great.
You can call Pedro Pedrito.
To simply well, I already have a person I'm calling Pedro, so I don't know. It will be kind of awkward, but I'll go for it.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in. You've made it to another episode of the Meme Factory Podcast. This is test stream number 64. Can't believe we've had 63 test streams, but because they're test streams, nobody's shutting us down. We get to keep going. This evening, we have Uncle Rockstar with us. Uncle Rockstar, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing amazing. I mean, I couldn't be doing otherwise when I'm in a group of people like this. So I need to expand my Zoom window to see you all.
You should. You should. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, Rockstar, for any of the Meme Factory dozen people who are in here who don't know who you are, could you give us the elevator pitch of who Rockstar Dev is in Bitcoin?
Oh, my God. I haven't done this in like quite a while. I'm a Bitcoiner. That's how I see myself. And just another Bitcoiner that's doing best he can to push Bitcoin forward. Most people know me for my Twitter profile that really grew during my BTC Pay server contribution days back in like even 2018 and even before that. But then a lot of people know me after what came after that with Strike and Jack joining Zap team and really helping them create this startup that's today one of the most popular Bitcoin companies. Yeah. So yeah, that's me.
Cool. All right. So Uncle Rockstar, I don't know if you've watched the pod before, but we generate our income in an interesting way. We get ad sponsors, but they require us to have the guest read the ad. I've sent the ad copy over to your Slack inbox, so whenever you get a chance, I just need you to rip through that so we can get paid.
Okay. I mean, let's do it. I actually watched the last episode with American HODL, he's always, what is it called? Like when you have a band that's opening for you. He's always in that role. Yeah, yeah, he's always in that role for me. So he gets pissed whenever I mention it. So, but let's do the ad copy, hopefully as good as he did. So
I'm looking forward to see your facial expressions as you read this. This is my favorite part.
Let's hear it. So good evening, everyone. It's your favorite party animal, Uncle Rockstar. And this latest and greatest episode of the Meme Factory podcast is brought to you by the wonderful people at SusCorp and their new venture, Real Fake Funerals. Are you sick of pretending to be alive when you're really just feeling like a shell of your former self? Well, SusCorp has the solution for you. With our Real Fake Funerals, you can finally see how your loved ones would react to your demise without actually kicking the bucket. And if you're in a pinch and need to disappear in a hurry, we've got options for that too. The Cabane is a messy but effective way to leave no trace behind. Or if you got a little more time, we can pull off an Epstein-level disappearing act with a full body double. But the best part of our Real Fake Funerals is getting to hear all the juicy details of what people really think of you at your funeral. I can confirm on this one, by the way. And if you want to sway things in your favor, we've got you covered there too. We even got pre-recorded eulogies and comments from those oh-so-relatable Bitcoiners to really drive home the feeling of community. So don't wait. Reach out to us today and use promo code UNCLE for a whopping 13% off your first order. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Hey. Well done. Well done. Now, you don't get any part of that ad revenue. That just goes straight to us. So let's move on.
That's how I prefer it, I must say.
Now, there's a reason we're advertising real fake funerals, and that's because the Rockstar Dev Twitter handle that you used to run, that you said got popular during your contributions on BTC Pay Server, died and had a funeral. Why?
Yeah. That's it's like a really long story, like how to do it for this format so we can keep it like.
All right. Well, you think about that while back. You think about that while we're getting your sandwich order for today. So we're head over to Becca. Becca, why don't you hit him?
Hi, Uncle Rockstar. Thank you for joining us this evening. I have our weekly sandwich board here, so you can pick one of the three sandwiches I have prepared for you this evening. So our first special is Kill the Nim Burger. It's a private meat burger, and it comes with a green suit and a 100% real Indian death certificate. Our second special we have is a Resurrection on the Beach. It's a fully kosher burger grilled by none other than Vin Diesel. Awesome. And our third, our Coinbit special, house special, Yellow's Don't Stop Believing Steak Sammy. It's been marinated in Red Bull for 416 days for that extra kick. Comes with the
Red Bull and Raids.
Red Bull
and what? Oh my God.
And Raids.
Oh, it's a R. Sorry.
And Raids, yes. Yep. He snuck those in last night, I guess.
No, this is amazing. I mean, sorry, Greg, but no, I don't know if you're getting the answer on that previous question because I'm just wowed by the selection here. I mean, being a rock star, I'll just take them all.
That's a first.
Excellent. I'll get to work on those sandwiches right away.
Excellent.
Okay, Becca.
Now, Rockstar, you've been around a while. This isn't your first bear market, but it is the first bear market you've been in where there have been rules. These rules have been established by Yellow, and if you'll give him a moment, he'll explain what they are.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle. It's pretty basic stuff. We have three rules for the bear market to help you go through it, especially if you're a newbie. So number one is obviously stack. You gotta stack Bitcoin. Number two is we're Bitcoiners, so you gotta find somebody else and fight and tag me underneath a thread so I can laugh. And number three is build. And if you don't know how to build, you're not a dev and you're basically LARPing on Twitter, just tweet about it. It's pretty much the same thing. And that's it. That's the basic three rules. They help a lot. They're helping a lot of people, I have to say.
They really are.
Yeah,
I mean, again, being a rock star, I maybe can take all, but I'm not a fighting type, so I can take two out of three. However, my thing has always been building, and yeah, that's one I would take and focus on. So,
Yellow, you gonna give him a pass on the fighting?
Nah, he does. He has done some fighting. I have seen him done some fighting, so he's low key playing it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you are right on that one, but most of my fighting I do keep outside of public eye, because the biggest thing with fighting is just when you knock people down and it's just, yeah, you win and then you haven't actually won. Like the point of fighting is that, you know, something good happens in the future. And with most people, it's just like that there is no resolution. So,
yeah, just Twitter theater.
Yeah. And then just like people block each other, but they keep talking about each other for years.
Is that one of the reasons, coming back to Craig's questions, why is that one of the reasons you assassinated the persona of yours on Twitter? Too much theater over there and no substance?
No, I think Bitcoin Twitter is awesome. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, they're not doing anything and this and that. Those are like people that are jealous you have more likes than them on Twitter, you know, and that you're maybe not even like, it depends what you focus on. Like, a lot of people focus on likes. A lot of people focus on just having fun. And, you know, you are having fun and you're enjoying spending time on Twitter, but then other people are not enjoying spending time on Twitter. So they pile on you because, I don't know, they're maybe better on GitHub. So no, not that much. I mean, you also, if you look at my profile, I didn't have that many fights. Really, what ended up happening there is, like, I didn't want to kill just Rockstar Twitter. I wanted to kill the whole persona. But turned out that Rockstar is way more resilient than I expected. And then I started receiving messages from people like, oh, what do you mean you will kill off Rockstar? You know, like, how will I talk with you? You know, who are you, like, when you're not Rockstar? And I realized that maybe I've overdone it. You know, I made it too much about myself, because at the end of the day, this whole Rockstar persona doesn't just belong to me. It belongs to all the people that, you know, liked, retweeted, supported the journey. So yeah, it's kind of part of the answer.
Cool.
Too nice and thoughtful for me. I don't even know.
Yeah, maybe I'm not for me. Factory podcast. You guys are like too much fun, and I'm like too serious with my thoughts. I should join Jordan Peterson in some podcast or something.
You should. He's a good podcaster.
He is, but you saw the whole deal with Nims, like with him going ballistic on, oh, cowards. He's just jealous that we're so much better at structuring our identity so that we don't get fired from the university and our life gets destroyed. That doesn't get destroyed like his. So I don't know. I may spend some time reaching out to Jordan to explain to him the benefits of different identities online so that you just then don't get destroyed by the old information wars that are going on. So
you were on Odell's podcast. It was the last Rockstar dev podcast that there was supposed to be. So I just want to say, number one, eat your heart out, Matt Odell.
I mean, did you see when he like shilled his podcast during the funeral?
I heard it. Yeah.
So now it's, but Matt has the great, like, he's always Rockstar rugged again. Like, I'm just rugging him over and over.
No, I called him on the way home from work today so I could talk shit about having you on the pod after he made such a statement. But he didn't answer because he was afraid. And that's fine. It's okay for him to be afraid and humble. But now that you brought up the him talking at the funeral, one of the things he brought up was that him and Giacomo were talking about you qualifying as a saint because you had a couple of miracle works. But now that you're actually back from the dead, I feel like you're coming at Yellow with his prophecy.
Yeah, I think he's a prophet. Yeah, the prophecy is something I planned for months and months to do. And then basically it did nothing. Like, the price did nothing.
That's not true.
Yeah, we pumped for 0.34%.
Yep.
After months and months of hyping. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like taking it easy and waiting for the pump, I guess.
No, pump will come. Don't worry. Pump will come. It's just when you look at all the scams we needed to see unfold over past few months, it's just ridiculous. So you're doing your part, Yellow, but it's not always only up to you. That's what I've learned with my...
The corn will do, it has its own mind. It will do whatever the fuck that it wants.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, even when you see what it is, like the one that HODL got wrecked on, that, like, I always make jokes, but I forget it, like GBTC, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I now tell him whenever we are together, like, no worries, man. Like, I'll buy you drinks. When you look at Barry and the whole deal is like ridiculous in how well people were positioned, but then they just, I don't know. Yeah. They expected we'll go to 100K without any problems, any issues. They will keep spending hundreds of millions of dollars on make believe technology. And the thing is, like, that there are so many now, like, people that are great at LARPing, and you know, they're like, they are building, but they're really good at selling themselves, their ideas and projects. And if you know anything about technology, when you hear them out, it's like, oh my god, you know, like, this project will lose so much money. But yeah, that's how it is. We will eventually get over that hump, but seeing the number of scams that needed to unfold, it will take longer than we expected. But Yellow, don't lose hope, man. Like, you keep doing what Bitcoin tells you to do.
I'm here for the laughs. It's all a joke. It's all a game. I know. I was hearing I was hearing Alan Watts from a fellow memer. He gave me a few speeds of him, of his, and he was saying the same thing, like the perspective of a joker, the perspective of the jester, that, like, whoever, like it is a game, but it's not trivial. It's not like something to take trivial, but it is a game. So whoever you see taking himself or herself too much serious, even on Twitter, like, that makes us, like, especially I think us memers make, like, do the face, like, okay, take a cheek pill, dude. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, like, because it's not sincere. It's not sincere. You can be jokeful and be more sincere than being, as you say, LARPing and projecting something that you're not and be super serious. And I'll take the first.
It is like, what is the agenda? What's behind the seriousness and why seriousness? Yeah, I agree. I mean, maybe you need with those people to go all the way to childhood trauma, like why they need to project, why they need to wear suits, why they need to raise tens of millions of dollars. But yeah, maybe we do a special podcast, you and me, Yellow, on why so serious.
Why so serious?
Yep.
Speaking of serious people, have you ever been approached by a three-letter agency because of your involvement in the Bitcoin ecosystem?
Well, I'm doing way better than most people because with this persona and filter, it's not so easy as a first name, last name people in Bitcoin. And actually, yeah, majority of people that are visible, it is like real first name, last name. So nope, never did I know it.
Okay.
I mean, or maybe I have, but like, I just delete and block on Telegram. It's like, hello, this is me from three letter agency. And I just like delete the chat. Like,
how
all
is your
the DMs from like girls.
How is your trade going?
I don't trade, man. If I'm giving a serious answer, like I invest though. I invest. But yeah, I don't trade. And I invest mostly in like shit coins and stocks. So yeah, not the non-Bitcoin, but stocks. Yeah, stocks are my thing.
So if purchasing power is not an issue, where you would prefer to live? In the US or in the Balkans?
I mean, I would live here where I'm living. So in U.S.
U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, purchasing power is not an issue right now. Like, I would be living in U.S. I would, like, I still would go to Balkans, and I go to Balkans every year for a few months, actually.
Summer.
And there is a great story. I know how you three were not involved with RD as well. It's like this year. Okay, so story starts last year when I went to Serbia. And I told, see, like, story is so good, we'll have cops, like, breaking my door. In 2021, I went to Serbia and then organized, like, okay, whoever is contracting for strike, like, come over. I'm going to organize a party, whatnot. I do that. Word gets out. And everyone is pissed that I didn't announce that I'm doing that. So I tell them, like, okay, all of you that are pissed, like, next year, I will announce when I'm in Serbia, and anyone that wants to come can come. I'm going to organize, like, parties for you for 3 days. And it seems Greg and Yellow, you haven't heard that.
No.
Yeah. There we go. Anyways, more than 50 people show up. So, yeah, damn it. I don't want to dox anyone. Like, I won't share a picture, but I can share the picture with you later after the pod. Like, first day, I and my dear assistant, we did, like, dinner for everyone in Medieval Fortress. Like, that was good. The second night was, yeah, like, night out clubbing with all the bottle service and, you know, like, reserved section of the club. And then third day was like out in the countryside, rented a double decker bus. So yeah, I place of living doesn't impact too much, like, my parties. So yeah, but US definitely, because here in US it's easier to travel to all the great places. Like, me and Greg traveling to Miami would have been like,
yeah.
Yeah, way, way longer flights.
All the game is there, I know.
Hey, I mean, who here was in Miami when I was marrying people? Okay. See, all of you.
Present, unfortunately.
I heard about it. I didn't.
I heard about it the next day, but first time around.
Oh, my God. Well, now you're officially invited, although, like, I'm dead. I won't be doing the weddings, but during the Miami Bitcoin conference, there will be weddings, and my, you know, ghost of Rockstar will be present, like, somewhere on the beach. So all of you, like, that are here at the pod and people that are watching, there we go. See, Eastside Tony, I was on the beach. There we go. Tony, like, in comments, tell people how it was. So all of you are invited. Plan to come, and then Becca, yeah, that's where we can expand. Maybe you get married.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe that will be the start of the bull market in 2023.
Listen, I'll
go to the beach in Miami.
The wedding sailors there, it might happen.
There we go. See, Pedrito is pointing. Yeah, like, I'm then bringing sailor, because I really don't know why. He is, yeah, avoiding that. Like, it's meant to be.
Yeah, well, time will tell.
Hey, Tony, that's not legal, man. Is it? Can you marry a puppet? I don't know.
In Japan, probably.
I can. No. I can. Like, I am ordained minister. Like, I went to Las Vegas to get that. So I can, yeah, marry a puppet. Don't worry, man.
Right, we know you can marry a puppet, but can you marry a puppet to Eastside Tony?
Who's Eastside Tony? Like, I'm out of the loop on that one.
You were the one that just shouted him out. Why?
The guy in the comments.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Tony, do you want to marry Yellow?
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, I want to marry Yellow. Sorry, too much information. Yeah, this will be funny when people are watching. Like, what the hell, Rockstar? You should be like reading comments. For sure. If you two are ready, like this year, I've done a wedding of Patricia wanted to marry two girls.
So yeah, the thing is that the Greek thing is that I want prika, Tony. You know what prika is? Prika is like
it's a family-friendly show, Yellow.
No.
I don't want to hear about your prika.
Not for prika. Like prika is like the money the family of the bride. Like,
a dowry. A dowry.
Yeah.
So it's not pre-malakum.
Pre-malakum. Let's take it down.
No, I don't know. I mean, Isai Tony here, I'm not going to stop believing. Again, this is where I need, hey, you invited Uncle to a podcast, so, or test stream, whatever it is. So I need to keep dispensing wisdom. Like, that's what marriage is all about, Yellow. You find, you know, another person or four, and you as a team, you know, you complement each other and do stuff that you can't do individually. So,
you know what? This is a crossroads of things that there was a question about today. I know that you're talking about marrying people. You're talking about being an uncle. I don't know if you know Rope or Ghost of Rope or Ropium. He was curious today and wanted me to ask you if he would if it was legal for him to marry his uncle.
Only in Alabama.
Only in Alabama.
Okay.
I don't know, the way things are going in U.S., man, like everything is legal. So it's just how you feel. It's all in the emotions. And science on that is settled. So why not? Why not?
You hear that, Rope? Trust the science. You're in. Yeah. Will you be branching out into any other types of services as an ordained minister? So you talked about marriages. Are you going to be getting into baptisms, divorces, anything else?
I already exorcisms. Did divorce. You mentioned our good friend Matt. I did a divorce for him individually, because he was late to wedding. He's always late and overburdened, and he didn't see the wedding. So I immediately got the married couple and did a divorce, so he witnesses at least like some ceremony for me. So I did divorces and baptizing. Actually, yes, that's a great idea. The resurrections, considering, yeah, I'm dead. You know, like resurrection would be a good ritual. So yeah, Uncle Rockstar will do whatever it is that Bitcoiners need from him. So you know, you will let me know.
Okay.
And I will provide. Yes.
Pedro, do we have a serious technical question to make with the dude?
No, not at all. I mean, what else is there to say about BTC Pay server that hasn't been said, so I don't have anything. Thank you, Yala, though. I appreciate the extra time.
Come on, man, you have to have something. Like what's in the vicinity coming for BTC server? Like do we have something that we should be excited?
The great thing about BTC Pay server is that now it's at the point where roadmap is really transparent for everyone. Like if you're curious on what is coming up for BTC Pay server, all that you need to do is you need to go to GitHub and do a project page. Let me have my little streaming setup. Right, you can now see it. So here on GitHub, you can go to projects and you can see BTC Pay server roadmap. And you can see for 1.8, this is planned for 1.9 and so on and so forth. And then Pavlonix and other people who are PMing, they're doing good job. job is like, what are the takers? I even think if you go here and then you go to projects, no, it just redirects here. So yeah, we can just go here and see what is coming up. The real great thing about BTC Pay Server is that it's one of those projects that for anyone that wants to join a project and have and be a part of something bigger than themselves, like it's a great project to get started. You just go to chat.btcpayserver.org and there is a Mattermost there. You can chat, or if you have a Telegram account, join BTC Pay Server Telegram group that Greg joined today when he was unsure if I'm coming on podcast. Like, where is Rockstar?
I've been there where for, is Rockstar? For months.
Oh, but yeah. Well,
but sorry, not contributing.
I thought you
not
joined. Yeah, you joined recently. So you joined there and then contribute, because even when you look at this podcast and the Meme Factory, you all coming together and doing stuff together, like, it's so much more fun, right, than doing things on your own. And my experience is that, like, most people don't get there intentionally, but rather it just happens to them and they're like, oh, why is this so fun? So if you're listening to this test stream and you're like not part of some bigger group, but you feel this hole in your heart, you now know what it is. Like, you need to find your crew and just spend time in bear market together with someone. Like, it will go faster and you're going to have fun and you're going to create something. Because when you're alone, like, you create way less. So
cool.
One of the most
that's so true.
This is such a what?
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 One of the most
we're streaming right now.
One of the most fun things I saw recently.
Are we? Are we?
We are.
Are we?
We're live.
Are we?
I didn't realize that we were. We use Pedro does all the tech back end work for us. Any of our BTC Pay Server stuff, or any of our podcast RSS feeds, that type of thing. I saw we were listed in the business and finance section, and
yep,
which is perfect. And the first and only comment in our in our section there is that this is a terrible business podcast. maybe somebody will think you're funny if you go into the comedy section, and I pinned it to our profile because it was hilarious.
But wait. Yes. Are you talking about like BTC Pay Server directory? Like, what is the page you're looking at?
Anchor FM.
Oh.
For podcasting. I only mentioned BTC Pay Server because that's your baby, and also we use it at our store and Pedro set it up.
What are you drinking, Greg? What is that?
Malakum.
I now need to find you. You're gonna send me that.
I'll send it. Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, so we're about halfway through the show. Typically, this is when we get Labra to give out scores, but since he's not here, who are we working today? I'm guessing it's Pedro or Marcus.
I think Marcus's internet is not working great.
Sounds like somebody just volunteered.
Oh, here we go.
Oh shit. We could hear you.
That was great. Great.
It was amazing.
I think Pedro should do it. Yeah. Thanks, Pedro.
No, thank you, Marcus. Greg, your score is 9.
It's high.
Yellow, your score is 9 millimeter round.
Oh, nice.
Just one.
It's enough.
Becca, your score is scotch tape.
You.
Rockstar Dev, I think you would appreciate a Yeti mug. That's your score. Marcus, your score is fuck you for giving me this.
Are you checking out the merch store? All right.
This was the best scoring yet, Pedro.
That was doing great.
Thank you. Hey. Did I say that on YouTube? Dang it.
Yeah, I am definitely looking at merch store. I need to find that Yeti mug, but yeah, damn it. Where do I find Yeti mug, Greg?
There's no Yeti. We don't have a Yeti mug.
It. I'll mail it to you with all your burgers and sandwiches.
That's a perfect idea.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. But I need to dox my PO boxes and everything. Yeah.
No, I'm sending them with my pigeons. They just know. So you don't need to dox anything.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
Pigeon P2P.
P2P. You know
it. You need to pee?
No.
How do we donate here? Yeah. I mean, I can't believe you guys like
so there is a donation page. It's like a
we have a donation page.
It's memefactortm.com/tips, I think it is.
Oh, and don't forget to tell him where to apply if he's ever interested in joining the factory.
Yeah, Rockstar, if you're ever interested in applying, the page for that is memefactory.com/apply.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing great. Thanks for focus. You're doing great job. You're like, okay, apply. Yeah, you can't. But donation like that needs to be first thing here so that we can let's see how that BTC Pay server instance is working.
Make it big, Craig.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hang on.
I don't know if we have any.
Pedro's sweating right now.
Am I sending to like dead wallet?
No. That BTC Pay server that you're connecting to right now is in my basement.
Okay, Bitcrons.
That's the one. Yeah.
Bitcrons. If it makes you feel better, Rockstar, it is connected to a battery backup. So.
Okay, let's go confirm. Boom.
The best part about this is listening to Pedro sweat.
Hey, and the best part is the rest of the people watching this stream can use the same QR code. So, and the address. It will take a while batching, but yeah, sent. This is a good one.
Awesome. You hear that, Pedro? It's a good one.
Pedro has himself muted and he's running now. He's like down the basement.
There's nothing to do right now. I mean, that thing's going 24/7 for months now. I think it's had like 5 months of uptime.
Perfect.
It has no problems.
Hey, that's the thing when like it really pushed me to invest time in BTC Pay servers. When I initially spoke with Nicholas, he is running the instance, and that's type of projects that you always want to join as. There is a lot of testing, and if there is any problem with BTC Pay server, Nicholas knows first. So it is great to work on project like that, and you know everything will be fine. Plus, as soon as we started with BTC Pay server, like I knew it will be successful, but then we immediately had like four big merchants that were testing and making sure it works. And I still remember like with one of these merchants, we had a meeting because he was always on our Slack before Mattermost. And we were talking about how BTC Pay server is performing for him. He's like, oh, it's great. I'm processing lots of volume and everything is running, and it's like what you Pedro said, oh, uptime is great. And we were like, okay, how much did you process? And he's like, $3 million. Like, okay, yeah, like it actually it is working, so it's all good. So Yeah, you love hearing that, and then you know project will always be around because people are using it.
Yeah, the only downside is if you were paying with Lightning right now, I don't think we have any liquidity.
but that's Greg's fault.
No, aren't you hooked up to my node?
No.
Well, we'll fix that tonight.
I mean, we can test it if you all want.
No. We can.
No, we don't need to be testing any Bitcoin things on our test stream this evening. Just no testing actually goes on during the test stream, other than the test stream that we're testing.
I didn't see if it was Lightning or on chain. Was it? Was it Lightning?
It was on chain.
Oh, okay.
It was on chain, but. Now let's sorry Greg, like, how was it with the whole deal? Like, how here is, I have a question while we are testing, like, how did the whole, like, fuck you Greg started?
I'm really nice to everybody all the time.
Oh, so you're a victim. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, I'm really nice to everybody all the time, and that's reflected in how people talk to me and think of me, and it's kind of an organic outgrowth of that.
And to be precise, historically it was Pub Lord Pubby on Toxic Happy Hour. At some point Greg was messing with those guys on the chat, and he said, like, ah, fuck Greg, fuck that guy, and then that thing stuck and became like, fuck you Greg.
Yes. And then, well, it really stuck when Chair Force bought that that CryptoClicks printer.
Yeah.
Tag. It says, fuck you, Greg, forever. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, listen, this definitely deserves a tip. So let's see, because with Lightning, it seems you do have liquidity. Like, I just paid.
Boom!
So, yeah. 21 USD. More.
You know what? Rockstar Dev is like one of the nicest ones that we had on.
Yeah.
Like, he's paying us. <It's> great.
That will be invited. Yeah. Like, come to next test stream. Let's do more testing.
Yeah. He paid us twice with the ad copy, now with this. Heck yeah.
Wow. Hey. We can feed ourselves tonight.
So,
No, listen, sorry, Greg.
No, you listen.
This is where it's like, it's all about creating new types of information. And since we got to the bottom of fuck you, Greg meme, another meme that I want to get to the bottom of is like Tina, or legendary Tina meme, make it white. Like, who remembers that one?
Okay, yeah, I think we all have... So that one was started because Full Metal Hodl from the Meme Tards posted a meme that was less than savory.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, I don't even remember who the person on the other side of it was. there was stuff happening in that meme that was not family friendly. And I think Tina took exception to the nationality or the race of the
color.
Yes, there you go. The color of one of the people in the meme, and DM'd Full Metal Hodl and asked him to make one of those people a different color.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone has a copy of the meme, please circulate it back on Twitter. Don't tag Uncle. Like, if people find out I'm the cause, so, or tag me. Uncle. Yeah, let's go. I'm dead anyway.
Oh,
so.
Dead. It's all good.
It wasn't me. Yeah.
The shaggy defense.
Okay. What was the next topic, Greg?
Well, I'm curious about one of the things you were bringing up on your last pod. About how humans are kind of a bootstrapping mechanism for machines. And I was wondering, as a corollary, if you thought Satoshi was a human.
Yeah, that's really a good one, because there is this whole deal with, oh, Satoshi was Satoshi is female, or Satoshi is I don't know, Arab, or Satoshi is a group. So Satoshi could have just been AI. And that's really the best thing about Bitcoin, is you don't even need to be a human to use Bitcoin. You know, you, and that's also why I find hilarious the whole discussion that Bitcoin will go to zero. Yeah. Advanced, like, AI and machines, they're going to use, like, paper dollars, and, you know, like, give each other. Yeah, right. Like, that's how you imagine the future of money.
Yeah, how's an algorithm work when you can't measure correctly?
Yeah, and that's particularly cute because...
Thanks, man.
This is... No, what is particularly cute is this human spirit. Like, that's actually what us humans are the best. Like, we're best at bridging the gap.
Yeah, we're the best.
We are, man. Because machines need perfect, like, much, not perfect, but, like, much more structured environment in order to function. Like, there is this whole theory that there will never be machine civilization because all the solar storms will fuck them up. Like, you know, they're going to flip bits in the... electronics, just like by solar flares and whatnot. And if you flip a bit for a machine, it just goes insane. Humans are much more resistant, and it's much easier for us to make that bridge that gap between, like, if you say that 0.9 plus 0.9 is 2, like, we can function with that. Like, you can make it 2, but machines can't do that. So yeah, I
even AI machines, like, don't you think those kind of machines in the future gonna have a kind of, like, evolution like humans have?
Well, those machines need something to imitate, and I'm hoping for the future in which the AI that we give rise to, like, that, you know, we give birth to, is benevolent, because that whatever we are creating right now, that is what advanced AI will imitate once it becomes sentient. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that AI will have a lot more good material versus, like, evil material, like material that's focused on creation rather than destruction. And really, like, the whole universe is on our side, because people are like, oh, it's easier to destroy than create. Like, actually, yeah, it's easier to create. It's easier to...
It's just an Ouroboros, man. It's two sides of the same coin, creation and destruction.
Yeah, but...
You can have an AI decide that creating something means the destruction of something else. It's all fucked.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to, like, really destroy something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like, impossible.
Have you seen my toilet? Wait, no, I'm going to talk about the toilet.
Come on, we need it. The more personal example, the better it is. But no, especially in digital age, if you try to destroy something, like, it's literally impossible. Like, you need 10 times, you need order of magnitude more energy to destroy something than, like, create it. And that's the whole, what is called Brendolini law.
It's just because, like, everything is interconnected, you mean, right?
It's like Tina trying to wipe out the make them white meme.
Yes. And
yeah.
Now someone is going to tweet it out, so I finally update my meme collection. And yeah.
So how much of the idea fuck the banks as you have as your background, like, burning fiat money over there, like, plays a role in your everyday life?
Oh my god, yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because that's a nice thing to share on my screen as I'm talking about it. Let's go, Greg. We even had some links, right?
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about. Come on. I'm talking about Rockstar Dev.
Destruction of Dirty Fiat.
Oh my god. Yep.
I clicked on the link a little earlier today and it just did not seem to be functioning from what I had earlier. It was Dirty Fiat into Bitcoin.
It's goddamn Elon, man. And he's like, oh, things are working, whatnot. And they're not actually working.
They're working for me.
Yeah. The famous one. So, Banks, I actually am child of hyperinflation. So I grew up in hyperinflation and during a lot of my, and I spoke about this, like during my young adult age, I really struggled to understand like what was the point of me growing up in that hyperinflation. But then Bitcoin happened and it turned out like I have a perfect education for why people would need Bitcoin. So yeah, fuck the banks. I don't know. I mean, I do like banks, like bankers, but I like Bitcoin more, and banks will be very useful in the future. They will help people set up their keys, you know, and take care of their Bitcoin. So they just won't be on the whole fiat standard. They will be on Bitcoin standard, and it will be glorious. In the meantime, we're going to use their bills as a marketing material. So
awesome.
Dirty fiat into Bitcoin.
Yep. And I can actually, once we are offline. Oh, yeah, this is during the wedding. People were burying their bills in the sand. So, yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Now, I want to make sure you get an opportunity here to ask us any questions that you might have. So while you've got the meme factor here and you've been generous with your time, I'd like to do the same. Do you have any questions for any of the members that are here from the meme factor?
No, my God. How much time do we have left?
Yeah.
No, how much time?
Uh-huh.
Like we have like 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours.
We typically go for an hour. So
but we can extend it at least for 10 minutes.
At least, yeah. Yeah, we can extend it.
Yeah, because Greg, you thought that I came to this test stream because you invited me, you know, but I actually didn't come for you. I came for Becca. Like, I'm a big Becca simp. And, you know, like, I really wanted to spend time with Becca. So, Becca, out of all of us in your simp army, like, who is the favorite simp?
My favorite simp is Sailor. So, you know, he just sent me eyes the other day. He holds the number one spot.
It's true. Well,
do you not Sailor see my Christmas tree here?
Oh, my God.
So, I have a work cut out for me then, definitely, in 2023. Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, Sailor is watching this. If not, I'll reference it and then.
Uncle, don't believe her. Like, it's all in your imagination. Like, Sailor doesn't give a fuck.
No, yellow. It's the new prophecy. Okay, sorry, I'm gonna take your spotlight now.
Well, yeah, okay. Yellow. You need to come to the beach.
Like, yeah.
You can have the prophecy spotlight.
Do you also want to do the spaces?
Wait, no, never mind. I take that back.
But, do you want to do the space every day?
No.
It's only 1 year from now.
Would you like to develop a drinking habit?
No, but hopefully I'll be in Miami next year.
I mean, what hopefully, yeah. I will need to add that to my, you know, list of things that need to happen. And then you definitely need to be in Miami and on the beach. And then Bitcoin Magazine should cover the weddings as well. And sorry, Sailor needs to be there.
He has the rights to any weddings that happen. So.
Oh, yeah. Like BTC Daily. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We will see. Okay. We'll see. Well, yeah. Rockstar.
But that's where the bar is set, or the tree is planted, as I may say.
Tree is definitely planted.
Right. Wait. Rockstar. The seed was planted, and now it's sprouted into a sailor tree.
Greg is gone.
I see wacky BTC in comments. Rockstar Sailor sell a boxing match. That would be an interesting one.
Sign the waiver.
Sign the waiver.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would have all my nephews and nieces defending me. So, yeah, need to stay alive and in good health. So we'll see.
And just in case he's watching Rope, those are different people, his nephews and nieces.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, it's getting to the point where every like holiday season, like New Year's, I need to write down like, okay, this nephew, this nephew, this niece, that, and I'm really proud. Like just to all my nephews and nieces, like this honor you did, like having me as your uncle, it means a lot. So I will never let you down. I will keep creating interesting times for you. And yeah, we'll keep going. But question for you, Greg, to keep going here is, would you mind talking about a Bitcoin conference when Jack announced El Salvador switching to Bitcoin standard? Like, would you tell the story of how much fun we had together in the backstage before that announcement?
We had a good time. They we got text messages to all come backstage like an hour before it happened, right? Because they just they didn't want the information getting out. It was cool. We all sat in that little backstage closet with like a few folding chairs. And did Jack have anybody on a Zoom call from the rest of the company?
Yeah, there was a guy on a Zoom call, like Bob. Really got me was like we were getting a sneak peek of what will happen, and then we didn't want it to leak. But this is where Super Agent Greg was, primed and ready to discover a cleaning lady in a little closet.
Well, she had to get the fuck out.
But you people, you don't know like with how much attention Greg was like what's really the word, like ushering her like outside, like here
I was taking care that she didn't get hurt.
Man, you're so sweet. Like it was one of the kindest things I've saw like ever.
Don't fucking with tell everybody. Can't believe
you. She was going back to that closet. You were like, no man, like please this way. We need to check with Bitcoin Magazine, like what's up with keeping cleaners in like those small rooms,
right? Like what was she doing in there?
Yes, was it mini closet. Yeah.
Was a Cointelegraph spy.
That makes sense.
Maybe she's informant of my good friend Dennis Porter. That's how he gets all the breaking.
I thought he blew himself up.
Excuse me, sir. That's a penis daughter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, you want to hear that story? Because what? People can pile on Dennis. Like Dennis is good to me. He is one of my good people in Bitcoin from my point of view. But you all remember this year at Bitcoin conference, the whole buzz around Jack's talk and what it will be. And then like I'm tired from all the work. I'm like going to bed at late in the evening and I make a mistake. I scroll Twitter. And I see in that Twitter is like breaking. Strike will announce partnership with Apple at the Bitcoin conference. And I'm like, what the fuck, Dennis? And I go to like DM him immediately, like what the fuck, man? Like, well, why are you doing this? And then I see Penis Daughter. Yeah. Yeah, Dennis was like, well, no, you thought it was me? Like, no, man, it wasn't like I figured it.
It's easy to confuse the two.
Zax is in the chat going, oh, the Apple announcement.
Yeah. Got milk announcement. Yeah.
That's Jack's fault for wearing an Apple hat.
I mean, did you also see the guy from South Africa, that crypto podcast host that was like, can someone take care of my life? Can someone take care of my wife? Bring her to the hospital to deliver the baby so that I can fly to Miami and hear Jack talk. Wow. You saw that one?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, someone will link that one on Twitter as well. And if I don't see it, like I'm gonna send it through DMs. It's hilarious. So now Jack, my dear nephew, has amazing powers with like shifting reality into the best version of it.
Did you go to Africa the past month?
Yep. It was really like, it was definitely the best new conference, because I go to all the conferences. And hats off to Jack Dorsey. I mean, the way like that guy's getting mobbed and everyone wanting picture with him, and he's taking it like so with such a grace. It was amazing, but he really pushed the conference over the top, and it was amazing conference. If for people watching, if you were on fence for this year, like don't worry, like just set your travel plans for next year. If you go, you will love it. It's amazing conference. And there are a lot of great things happening in Africa thanks to Bitcoin. So, yeah, it was an amazing conference.
How much percentage was? Is it a narrative of ours that because we love our narratives, right? And how much is like a really adoption happening over there? Can you?
Well, the thing that really got me excited for adoption in Africa is they're approaching sending of Bitcoin in such a different ways, because even if you look at Strike and Bitnob announcement, right, the whole deal is you can send the Bitcoin to a phone number and a bank. Like a new type of protocol where instead of sending it to email and or whatnot, you're sending it to phone number and you say which bank it is. And that allows you to uniquely identify who you are sending money to. I can actually see that Africa exports that protocol worldwide. See, another banger.
Coming for you.
Yeah. Innovation. Now you're thinking, where am I living when you hear like this?
Innovation always comes from
the outside, like
the
United,
right?
States.
Yeah. Yeah. Yellow. It's really interesting. And then I've met some developers that are doing very interesting stuff with telco codes. And they don't even use internet for sending Bitcoin. It's more like telco codes. So that one was pretty interesting, that telecom companies are really their banks. It was a great conference from that perspective. And then also you meet all the new people. A lot of African Bitcoiners are in position that I was, my position was better, but still, like, I needed visa to travel almost anywhere. Mm-hmm. And for them to come to certain conferences in Europe or US, they would need visas, and it's a long process. It costs money. The flight is also more expensive. So for them, it's easier to come when it conferences in Africa. So meeting all those Bitcoiners has been amazing. I may have their pictures on Twitter with me with those Bitcoiners. So yeah, it was amazing for meeting new people and hearing how Bitcoin is changing and impacting their life.
Awesome. Awesome, dude.
Did you have any more questions for any of us, Rockstar?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too much over time, you know? Like, I've learned I am a rock star, but for other people, like, everybody wants to be a rock star until it's time to be a rock star. So I don't want to take more of your time this evening. I just hope you enjoyed, and the people in chat seems they have been enjoying.
They certainly have. All right, so we've got two pieces left to cover. Since Artie didn't deign to join us in the Zoom call this evening, and Marcus already made Pedro do something, we're going to have Marcus ask the Artie question if he can figure out what it is from his notes.
Yeah, I think I asked Artie to send me his notes. So let me check the DMs here if Artie sent it. Yeah, am I coming through okay?
You're coming through great.
Not breaking up? Good. Yeah, Uncle Theo, as you know, the meme factory doesn't exist. I think I'm messing this up already. Sorry, Artie. But if the meme factory did exist, which one of the meme factory members would you mute? Which one would you like? And which one would you retweet?
I mean, considering I'm big Becca simp, I would obviously retweet her. Then I would like all of you, and then I would mute Greg because I would just go along with fuck you, Greg meme. And maybe we would morph it into fuck you, Rockstar meme. So
you try to take my meme now. You gotta earn that.
Yeah. let's see how good of an uncle I am. If you go with fuck your Rockstar, like how many of my nephews and nieces will rise up to defend me.
All right. So if you know what? Sean's not here. So I'm gonna make Marcus do the Sean thing. Because I feel like picking on Marcus.
Will you?
Sorry, what was that? I have to do the Sean thing as well?
Yeah, you gotta do the Sean thing too.
All right. Well, let's test the knowledge here first. What is at
happening?
block height. What's happening at block height 840,000?
That was fast.
Block height 845.
840,000.
I have no idea.
Well,
maybe it's another halving, or
every 210,000 blocks, something significant happens in the Bitcoin protocol.
He said halving. God damn it!
Oh, he said it. Yeah. He said it. Oh, damn it!
Yeah, I mean, sorry, man. I
of course. So we have we have the halving coming up.
Yeah, that says for people that watch price, I'm like, no. But yeah, didn't know that one. Thanks for the help bailing me out.
Go on,
Mark.
What do you mean? Like, I should say that what will be the size?
No, if Marcus could continue, then you understand.
I'm hearing you guys like robots. I can only imagine that's how I'm coming through as well. No, so we got the halving party coming in El Salvador at block height 840,000. Instead of cracking open a beer with pump on a YouTube stream, that's how we don't want to do it. We just want to celebrate it with Bitcoiners in the one place to celebrate it in El Salvador, the country that put Bitcoin, the country on the Bitcoin standard. So you're invited to be there. Bring your family, bring your friends. Let's have a great time. And everything is basketball.
Oh my God! So so this is November next year, right?
You know when it's going to happen?
Well,
I think April, right? April.
I think it should be around March 2024.
Just like they said, May.
Because El Salvador conference is usually November. That's what I was thinking. I don't know if you really like if Rockstar is bringing his whole family, if they call the nieces, nephews, will there be enough space for us?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'll stick with Pomp and Dennis Porter. We're going to organize our own party. 850 to like enter and whatnot. So.
Rejection.
No, I don't think that was really a rejection. Rockstar, we expect to see you there. Now, before we play you out here with some music, can you tell folks where they can find you now that you've killed Rockstar?
Yeah, I mean, you can find me through BTC Pay Server Telegram channel if you really want to find me. And that's pretty much it.
But please don't.
Please, yeah, there is no need to search out for me. You know, like if you really need me, maybe you can like follow Greg on Twitter, and then if Greg follows you, you start DM, and then Greg will proxy for me.
Exactly. Perfect. All right, Rockstar. Thanks for giving us.
Before you go, I have to say again a huge thank you. This is the guy that was extremely busy, one of the most like I think busy developers we have.
Prolific.
And he took his time out of his schedule to talk to a puppet how to get his Twitter account back, like a year and a half ago. So thanks, man. It really helped.
Thank you for remembering that. I bailed out a lot of people from Twitter jail. Way easier now that Elon is around. Yeah,
I remember you had like a whole like pattern. Like you're gonna do this, then you're gonna do this, then you're gonna do this, and you told me like how many times you have done that for plebs.
Listen, when I bailed out my nephew Romano, I could bail out anyone. So. People that are on Twitter maybe know Romano, so he's going to jail again with all the latest tweets. I don't know who saw them, but
he's not that active lately.
He's not active at pumping shitcoin and starting shitcoin season, but he may get around to it.
Nice. All right, have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Rockstar.
Cheers.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Rockstar. Thank you.